Hello, friends, and welcome. The sermon tonight is entitled, The History of Lies. Because the sad fact is that the past is rewritten constantly by those who dominate the present. Eventually, the truth about history is so corrupted, it doesn't even bear the slightest resemblance to what really happened. Chief amongst the conspiracy lies is the revisionist claims that the normals seize control of the planet from the subgenies. Like most history, this is just another fabrication written by victors who, ashamed of the real facts, try to cover up their shortcomings by doing what they do best, deceive. Yes, my friends, the truth of the matter is that the normals did not fight for the power they now possess. We did. We were the ones who fought and ultimately gave them the very control they lord over us today. Oh, it's hard to believe now because things are so different. But back in the old days, we had it so good, we kind of felt guilty about it. We'd look out across the planet admiring the beautiful landscape and architecture, and we'd smile. That is, until the pink eyesore of humanity came into view. The squatters' camps and shanty towns of humans always polluted the outskirts of our paradise. Call it misguided compassion or just outright pity, but we couldn't look at those pitiful pinks without feeling partially responsible. And that, dear friends, was the beginning of the end. For there were those among us who spoke out in behalf of the normals and said we should share. Our leaders and future prognosticators warned us of the consequences if we were to make such a mistake. Beware, they warned. Do not let the bumbling ways of the normals fool you. They may have inferior balls and brains, but they can still reproduce. Nay, their stupidity in matters as simple as birth control could create a population explosion that will drown us in a pink sea of mediocrity. But alas, we did not heed their warnings. In fact, we laughed at the threat. For humans were so few, it seemed ridiculous. They were, after all, our own creations. Grotesque monstrosities developed in our labs to see if the subgenius gene could graft onto that of a chimp. Unfortunately, we succeeded, and in so doing, we failed. For the results were so hideous and condemned by all in the medical establishment that further research and experiments in this area were forever banned. Yet our compassion prevented us from destroying what few normals had already hatched. Eventually, this terrible, well-meaning mistake was followed by the ultimate blunder of our race. The one unpardonable sin that we pay for now more than ever before. We granted the normals the vote. Yes, we handed them the very weapon they've used on us ever since. And the decline came fast and furious. Now we have not only exchanged place with our inferiors as disenfranchised minorities, suffering the same indignities as they did long ago, but we suffer more, for we know full well we are the victims of our own generosity. Convinced by a few short-sighted liberals, we not only freed our Frankenstein from its chains, but we allowed it to chain us. And yet, these same monsters won't even give us credit for creating them, let alone providing every accomplishment and privilege they now possess. No, sir, they deny the truth and offer lies instead. We took what we got, they scream. It was the courage of our forefathers that forced yours to submit. You didn't have the guts to fight us. Ha! What a joke. Subgenies have more guts hanging out their hemorrhoids than pinks have tucked in their soft, fat tummies. We had the power to wipe the normals off the face of the earth, but we felt pity for them instead. And see what it got us. Nothing. Nothing but grief. Well, we're not going to make that mistake again. Our compassion and patience have both worn thin. You and your uppity, militant, pinko attitude are really beginning to irritate us. We deal with it every time we see you on TV, or wait your table, or listen to your customer complaints. We tolerate it every time you jab your finger in our chest and say, "Well, let me tell you something, or you don't know who you're talking to." But enough is enough. Now we're gonna tell you something. We brought you into this world, and we can take you out of it. Only this time, we're not gonna feel sorry for you when you suffer. Because you had your chance, and you blew it. You prove to us that living amongst your kind is simply not feasible. The lowest common denominator is too low a standard to bear and too high a price to pay. If you had just said once, just once,
"Gee, thanks for sharing your civilization with us. You didn't have to, but we're glad you did,"
then maybe, maybe we could have forgiven you. But instead, you resent our kindness and pretend it never even happened. You invent a proud past that is so pretentious that only a subspecies like yours is stupid enough to believe it. Why, it's so pathetic, so embarrassing, that you'll do anything, anything to silence that inner voice that keeps whispering, "Your race is a failure. Everything you have is a handout." You poor, pitiful pinks. We want to show compassion, but every time we reach out, you bite the hand that feeds you. Now there's no other option except termination of the entire experiment. We must do today what we should have done long ago. Start over at square one. If only we had put humanity out of its misery in the first place, we could have avoided a lot of unnecessary pain and suffering. But at least this way, we have one thing to show for it. 100 years from now, when we're teaching our children the real history of the world, and they look up with their sad little faces and droopy eyes and say,
"Gee, did you have to destroy them all? Was it really necessary?"
We'll be able to look them straight in the eye and respond without any hesitation, "Yes, we did, because the alternative was too unbearable. Here endeth the word of Bob. Praise Bob." Amen.